broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. The checks and balances, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips, and we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is our one of two. Wow, we got a lot to cover really quick, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday we were talking about Drag Queen Story Hour. And it's an organization, believe it or not, that operates across the United States, bringing drag queens to libraries, schools, and bookstores to read stories to children. Now, who on earth would subject their children to this kind of hostile, in my opinion, child abuse is beyond me. But we see it growing in popularity everywhere, funded by our tax dollars. All right, Drag Queen Story Hour is indeed coming to a school near you. All right, it's the Gay Agenda Blueprint, ladies and gentlemen. It's a plan to transform America. They say talk about gays and gayness as loudly and as often as possible. Portray gays as victims, not as aggressive challengers. Give protectors a just cause. Make gays look good. Make the victimized look bad. Or the victimizers, I'm sorry, look bad. Solicit funds. The buck stops here. They've got a plan. They're executing it, ladies and gentlemen. And the way they push back is now you got to ask, does God have a gender? Because they're trying to pervert gender so much to where they debate that God does not have a gender. That's why our gender should be fluid. Because we want to be like God, and God doesn't have a gender. Therefore, we shouldn't have a gender either. See how psychotic this gets, ladies and gentlemen? As far as I understand, he created us in his image. Male and female created he them. How could the scriptures be more clear? But yet the perversion in America continues, and we shall, sadly, pay the price. That was a recap of some of the things we talked about on Monday's show. Wow. Yesterday's show, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, with us, CSPOA.org. And we talked about the reminder, January 6th, panel altered evidence and lied about it. The country sees it for what it is, writes Art Moore at WND.com. But literally, the panel altered evidence and got caught doing it. Jim Jordan said the committee has altered evidence and lied to the American people, so much so that they had to issue a statement that basically said this: we regret the error. He says that's government speak for government got caught lying. He's right about that reality check. We talked about last December, the January 6th committee admitted that it altered the text message. Second hour, we were on the radio again with Sheriff Richard Mack, but it was simulcast with the TV show. And we talked about Yuma County, Arizona Sheriff's Office opens massive voter fraud investigation. Yeah, Greg Phillips of True the Vote says, we have recently learned that video is specifically turned off on particular drop boxes in Arizona. Now you got to ask why. We also talked to our guest second hour yesterday, Berry County, Michigan Sheriff Darleaf. 2 years later, election vote fraud remains center stage. He's been investigating vote fraud for the last 2 years. He's now got enough pay dirt to where they're freaking out. What do? They launched an investigation against the sheriff now. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Check it all out. LibertyRoundtable.com for archives of the radio show. If you want to see the video portion, second hour, then all you got to do is go to Bridie on TV. So BridieOnTV.com is where you go for the archives. Friday on .TV is where it's live every Tuesday morning. The Richard Mack or the Sheriff Mack Show simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. Right, that's a recap of the last couple of days' shows. We've covered a lot of information, ladies and gentlemen. Now we want to talk about what's happening in America to an average American. He's beyond an average American, but he's an average American in this story, if you will. He's really a filmmaker. He's really a brilliant strategist, storyteller, and a whole lot more on a personal and professional level. He's just a wonderful gentleman. He has the guts to stand up like nobody's business. He's being attacked more than I have. I mean, few people in the history of the world have been attacked like this guy. Why? Because he wants to stand on principle. He's been literally criticized, mocked, ridiculed, belittled, wrongfully represented, if you will, wrongfully attacked by even some of the people who used to be his best friends. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. We're talking about Ken and Barbara Cromer, who have been in an epic battle against the unconstitutional, and I would say criminal, IRS. All right, and he's been battling to keep his home. They've been battling to steal his private property. The purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Now his life's in danger. His liberty's been, in my opinion, curtailed. And his property rights have been violated. Wow. If you're a Ken Cromer, you kind of wonder, what value does government even have? They're supposed to be protecting, not attacking those rights. Anyway, long story short, we've covered this on the radio before some. But, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand the reason that we keep this up is because we want you to have updates. If it could happen to Barbie and Ken, it could happen to you. And that's the salient point that you need to know. And I find it interesting. I've done this for many, many, many years on your radio, as you know. And I find it funny. Whenever you hear about a Ken or somebody, you're like, oh, they must be doing something bad. They must be doing something wrong. Whoa, they're... Oh, man, there must be something we don't know. No, it isn't true. You think that until they attack you, and then you go, well, wait a minute now. Hold on. In my case, it's different. Yeah, that's right. And so that's what we kind of see about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. But the criminal element is out in spades. So Ken's got several cases before the government right now. They're trying to attack him on multiple levels. What I find interesting about this is, for some reason, the judges think that Ken's trial should be in secret. They got a gag order on part of it for Ken. I don't even know how to respond to that except to ask why. Well, I guess the judge said, hey, we don't want trial by Facebook. So I just find that interesting. They've been at this for over 4.5 years, folks, to find justice. 15 court cases, and all Ken wants is a trial of jury by his peers. What questions would you ask if you were to try to find out your peers in a jury trial? What questions would you ask? Why did this happen to Barbie and Ken? Why him? What's going on? What about your right to due process? What about transparency in the law? None of it is being had for Ken Cromer. Let's start out and welcome Ken Cromer to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hello, sir. All right, we'll try to get Ken back. In the meantime, Ken and his family have been suffering mightily under this, right? I don't know why this is happening to them, except I have a guess. All right, my guess, the reason that it's happening to them.
So sorry.
The reason I'm that here. It's happening to them is because they have stood up locally for what is right in their small municipality, their town. And you know what? You cross the wrong people locally. And we used to think that, hey, the general government was out of control. The states are much better. When you get down to the county level, it's just good people doing good things. And you know, we have learned that that's not true. We have learned that the most local of leaders now have, in my opinion, satanic ties all the way to the top, to the federal government and beyond. And you say, Sam, how is that possible? I don't know. But I know it is possible, and I know we're seeing evidence of it now. All right? I know we're seeing these ties. And the example that I would use that's the most famous in recent times is the school board discussions. You think you're going down to your local school board there to tell, you know, your neighbors, hey, you know what? We don't really want some of this teaching in our school. You know, we don't want our children subjected to sexual weird stuff that we just, you know what, don't agree with. And we certainly don't want race theory taught to our children. We just don't want drag queen story hour. We don't want those things. So you peacefully go down and talk to your neighbors. You find out it's all the way to the level of the FBI and that you're a terrorist before you can blink an eye. That highlights what I'm talking about. Well, we've seen this in local politics. I've worked alongside Ken in some of these skirmishes. And I'm here to tell you that, you know what, the cockroaches won't run when you shine the light. Ken Cromar, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. They also strike back.
Thank you, Sam. Good morning. It is so good to be with you. It is nice to be speaking with somebody who's sane and understands the realities of the world that we're living in. So many people are lost and confused, but the battle lines are pretty clear. There's light and dark, good and evil, and this is that final showdown before our good Lord returns, I believe. And we're in the middle of it.
When we get back, the judge said gag order on social media. And I don't want trial by Facebook. And so we don't? Well, I find that interesting because what does that mean? Does that mean only the approved press can cover it? We'll talk about it with Ken Cromar in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Calling all patriots, come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at Liberty Hall on Friday evening, June 24th, from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be free food and drink, so bring your family and friends to celebrate Tom's amazing achievement. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day 1 in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at unitedwepledge.org/V2V.
In message 1, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
If it can happen to Ken and Barbie, it can happen to you. Ken Cromar with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about his case. It is serious. The battle's 4.5 years long. Plenty of cash, plenty of fiascos back and forth, multiple court cases. And now the judge says, gag order on social media. And I don't want trial by Facebook. And I guess we don't. But then Ken says, hey, I just went off Facebook. I went cold turkey. That way they can't claim that you did something you ought not do, for one. But why are we starting out these cases really with gag orders, Ken? That doesn't make any sense to me. Is this case so highly classified or something?
Well, that's very interesting. And ironically, I don't know if you remember this, but literally within 2 weeks after the judge made that gag order declaration, and it was to go for all parties, not just us, but including law enforcement. Guess who went to the newspaper and created a anonymous says this, anonymous says that hit piece on Barbie and Ken? The law enforcement. And we brought it up in the next hearing, and nothing was done about it. There should have been sanctions against the law enforcement and the prosecution for not obeying the judge's order. Nothing happened, of course. So, yeah, it's been a lopsided kangaroo court, in my opinion, from the very, very beginning, and has only gotten worse of late. For example, we're not being allowed to even file documents in the court because we're not doing it through a bar attorney. Let me be clear. Actually, it's very specific. A state, quote, state licensed bar attorney, close quote. Guess what? They don't exist. There is no such thing as a state legislative statute that authorizes licenses for attorneys to practice law. So it's like, how is that even possible if the state doesn't produce the license? But what they say is you have to have a bar attorney. Well, what's a bar attorney? A bar is a club. There is no license at the bar. It's a club. It's an association, and they have bar cards. But what they are is simply, I'm a member of the bar. So it's been crazy. We've not been allowed to defend ourselves. We've not been allowed to put evidence on the record. The judges forced a public defender bar attorney on us, and we've rejected it every time. And we've made it so clear that we do not have a bar attorney. Then most recently, the prosecutor actually listed himself as our represented by. And it's like, how is that possible? That stood on the record for 3 or 4 months. And we kept saying, you've got to take that off. That's not true. And why is this important? Because bar attorneys are officers of the court. Did you hear me? Officers
yes,
of
they
the
are
court.
Officers of the court, which means where's their allegiance, ladies and gentlemen? Go ahead.
Bingo. Bingo. No, you hit the nail right on the head. If we've brought this up in court numerous times. So it's like, they don't work for you, for me. They work for you, the court. And we need to be able to have representation. We have a fellow by the name of Eugene Paul Richardson. He has been in court a number of times and knows the law, and he is a constitutionalist, and they refuse to allow him to be our representation. Why? Because he's not a, quote, state-licensed bar attorney, close quote. Now, the Constitution doesn't say that. It says we have a right to counsel. Constitution says we have a right to counsel. Of whose choice? The courts or the victim? And I mean victim. We're the defense, but we're the victims of government here.
And let's be clear. What is a right of counsel? What a right means is it exists before government exists.
Bingo.
Right? Rights are not privileges or granted at the whims of a bureaucrat or a professional do-gooder. Rights are God-given, and therefore can government infringe those rights, meaning one, either take them away, and or two, say, well, yeah, you have a right to a counsel, but according to how we tell you the right exists here now, okay, do they define that right and turn it into a privilege by fiat? And that's what we're talking about, right?
Exactly. In fact, yesterday we had to file a document with the court, which we know they're going to reject, but we have to at least go through our end of the deal, certified return receipt, copy to all sorts of people so that they can't pretend it just went in one entryway with the court and got shut down and that evidence destroyed. So we sent it to multiple people at the exact same time we were filing it with the court. And what it says is, in essence, it says, notice to the court that our right to self-representation, it's called Ferretta versus California, a Ferretta motion, that our right in Ferretta has been denied, and our right to the evidence to be put on the record has been denied. Therefore, this document is a criminal referral to the Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes for treason in the court. We just filed that yesterday. It will be on our website a little later today, where we just keep track of the information. It's called miraclesingodwetrust.com. That's miraclesingodwetrust.com. BarbieandKen.com, all one word. And then you hit the second tab, which is Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS. Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS. Sam, we are witnessing firsthand, front row seats, the corruption of the courts. This is not about justice anymore. It's about profit. And most people don't even know that the courts aren't even about justice anymore. What they are is commercial, for-profit corporations. Did you know that, Sam? They're not even about justice or the Constitution. They're about making money.
Yes, I do know that. They're not only about making money, but they're about using fiat for control. Those two are the key components to the reason that they shift the narrative, shift the discussion to a venue which most people know not is the problem.
Well, isn't that what, was it the Declaration of Independence that says, taking us to jurisdictions unknown? Isn't that, I recall that wording. And this is a jurisdiction unknown. They don't declare it. But once again, the reason you never would want to have a bar attorney is because they secretly, they never tell you this, but they take your power of attorney and they start signing documents and bond agreements and financial instruments behind the scenes where they're going to cash in on you once they convict you. And it's like, no way will we ever have a bar attorney. Never have and never will. Not in this case. And it's like, Sam, we feel like we're in the twilight zone. And once again, if it can happen to Barbie and Ken, it can happen to you. And so when and how do you stand up? In your intro, you talk about peacefully restoring the republic. And that's all we've ever done. But we've been accused of being bomb-making terrorists, dangerous bomb-making terrorists. And it's like, what in the world? You know why they call it bomb-making? Because they found hydrogen peroxide and matches in our food storage.
Yes, sir.
Went to the store, and you can buy a bottle of hydrogen peroxide for about a buck, and matches, I mean, you can just find them anywhere. But that would make you a potential bomb maker, or give them the excuse to hit you with a 75-man SWAT team. We didn't even mention that. By the way, it probably bears to mention that before we got hit on September 24th, 2020 by a 75-man paramilitary SWAT team, two helicopters, two MRAPs, snipers all around the house, cleared out the neighborhood, terrorized our quiet little community. Before, just days before that, guess who was at our house, Sam? John Sullivan. He came saying that he was a friend willing to stand with us. And who is he? He's the black fellow who was at the January 6th Capitol riot insurrection wearing a Trump, I Love Trump hat, but running around with a camera videotaping and actually videotaped Ashley Babbitt being murdered. And if you remember who she is, the veteran got shot down in cold blood. And he videotaped that and made $70,000, $35,000 from CNN and $35,000 from NBC, was arrested but apparently released. I wonder who he was. Was he CIA, FBI, George Soros? And we're trying to subpoena him into our trial that starts on the 27th, and we can't find him. We've been trying to serve papers on him, and we cannot find him. And so if anybody knows where John Sullivan, the notorious I Love Trumper that was part of the riots and was actually on his own recording heard saying, F this place. Let's burn this effer down. And he was trying to instigate a riot.
Well, and then you got to ask questions about ties to Ray Epps and many other people, too, because there's video evidence of their insurrectionist activities. LinkedIn, was there an insurrection on Jan 6th? Were the Democrats right? Yes, they were. The only real question is, who done it? Right? That's what we really got to dig into. But we see a dog and pony show to avoid the very issue now and create a cover-up. What they'll say is, we already looked into that. Next, avoiding the real criminals. We'll come back with Ken Cromar in seconds to talk more about his harrowing reality. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com, the website for Ken and Barb.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Tom Rice, the Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump over his role on January 6. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer-involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The World Health Organization is planning to hold an emergency meeting next week, saying the unusual and concerning worldwide outbreak of monkeypox needs to be front and center. The organization plans to look at whether the outbreak should be declared a public health emergency of international concern and to change the name because it's an offensive name that must be changed. Climate change is a theory. Some believe it to be true. Some don't. Some understand there is no such thing as climate stability, and it's always changing. The Biden administration wants you on board for climate change, even if it means removing your freedom of speech. White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy on Axios.
So the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public, we have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation.
USA. Right.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with Ken Cromar. Support Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS is the headline. If it can happen to Barbie and Ken, it can happen to you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the part you may not get. Sadly, it's going to have to happen to you before many of you get it. Hopefully, you'll understand and help in the meantime. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com is the website for Ken and Barb. Now, there's a gag order on social media in one of the cases, but Ken's free to talk on a lot of other discussions and topics. This has been over a 4.5-year period, ladies and gentlemen. 15 court cases and more going on, ladies and gentlemen. And we really want to finish on this John Sullivan thing. So we know Agent Provocateurs took part in the Ammon Bundy scenarios. We know that Agent Provocateurs were there at January 6th. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, and I did it on purpose in my opening monologue about the previous day's shows, look, folks, you think it's at the local level and it's not really tied to any big fish? You're wrong. That's what we're talking about. Hey, they literally went to Ken's house with government provocateurs. Now when it comes to witness time, they're nowhere to be found, Ken.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's crazy, Sam. You would think that there'd be at least some pieces of a fair and impartial jury trial kind of a thing. But they're even trying to squash that. They know that the people, once given the truth, will know what to do. All we ever wanted was the chance to stand in a court of law before a jury of our peers and present the information and let them decide if we were right or the government was right. Had that happened in the original case in U.S. District Court under Chief Judge Robert J. Shelby out of Salt Lake City, we would never have gone to this. He failed in his oath of office, and he's an interesting character. I'd just go to Wiki and take a look at his description of who he is. He was appointed by Obama in 2011. 2012, he overturned the Utah State Constitution, Amendment 3, that marriage is between a man and a woman, and with a stroke of his pen, set off a tidal wave that went through different states and ended up at the Supreme Court. And there, they changed the meaning of marriage between a man and a woman. And I believe, personally, damned our nation to hell. And we are in trouble. And this is who we've been dealing with from the beginning. We never even saw his face, don't even know what he looks like, never heard his voice, definitely never had a hearing or, obviously, a trial. And had he done his job and allowed us to do that, then nothing, none of the rest of this would have happened. But instead, 14 more cases have happened. Number 13 is where we were surrounded by 75-man SWAT team. And actually, I'd been arrested in the Macy's grocery store parking lot just a few minutes before. And my wife was there alone to face down two MRAPs, two helicopters, snipers that were surrounding the house, police cars everywhere. And by the way, you can see all of this, what happened, at miraclesingodwetrust.com under the Barbie and Ken versus Goliath tab. There's a video we just put up a couple of days ago that shows from all sorts of footage of friends and footage that we managed to get through Freedom of Information Act that show, and Barbara's actually live stream Facebook. You'll hear my great wife stand there and say, "Do you have a warrant?" And they would never answer the question. Who are you? Do you have a warrant? And she stood them down, and yet all they had to do was come and knock on the door. But instead, they brought 75-man SWAT team against us. So that's case number 13.
They literally cordoned off the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. They did all kind of things. Video, evacuated. Barbie and Ken hit by 75-man SWAT team. The video is available now. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com, so you can watch that. And you got to really start to ask yourself some fundamental questions, though. Why did this happen to Barbie and Ken? Why on earth does this just get so crazy town? Ken, we think we have the answers, right?
Yes, we do. And I had the hardest time going there to believe that political enemies within my city of Cedar Hills, Utah, where I served as a city councilman from 94 to January of 2000, and for years afterwards, sometimes with Sam, often with Sam, actually, we would be trying to just get at the records. And then when those records came out, they were embarrassed and then would flail about behind the scenes and ridicule and mock and create Twitter accounts, anonymous Twitter accounts against us and things like that. Yeah, I have come to believe that people within our city, political adversaries who have used government for their own purposes, for free golf, years and years of free golf, hundreds of rounds per year, so that they could gather friends and make money and have talk down their enemies, Cromarts. And then I believe what they did was they went to one of their friends in the IRS or in the courts and said, "Please create a lawsuit. That it's for the good of the country that these tax cheats need to be investigated." And sure enough, we'd had a notice of lien on our property, which is not an actual lien, by the way. But they used
By the way,
pretext.
Ladies and gentlemen, if it was an actual lien, it wouldn't be called notice of lien.
Exactly.
It would be called
contact,
lien.
Yeah. We contacted Washington, D.C., I forget the department, but to see if there was actually a lien as required by law on our property. There wasn't. But so they used that as the pretense to say that Barbie and Ken owe $1,053,028.65. And you better come to court and to deal with it. Well, we did. Well, we tried, because they wouldn't let us into the court. They wouldn't even tell us what statute we'd broken. Is it 16th Amendment or is it Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1? We could never get him to tell us what law we were going to have to defend ourselves under. And then just said, you didn't answer, so you're guilty. Judgment. Send in 13 U.S. Marshals to kick us out of our house. And that's what happened first. So we sued for in state court for $120 million for having our constitutional rights removed. So what happened then? The John Huber, the U.S. attorney, made famous for being the investigator of the investigators of Mueller and all those guys against Trump, who was sent in there to investigate, did nothing to protect Trump's rights. And in the end, there was virtually no report. But this is the guy that went into the state court and said, we have jurisdiction over this. And they removed our case from the state court, put it in the federal court. And what happened there is really bizarre. Three judges recused themselves from taking our case in the federal court. They brought in a judge from Oklahoma by the name of DeGuisti. And what he did was I rule in favor of the defendant, U.S. government. We're after him for $120 million for denying our rights. And I move against, I order against the Cromars' request for a hearing. Now, that's bizarre, but guess who was made chief judge of the Oklahoma U.S. District Court within days of getting our case? I wonder how that happened. My friend, the enemies of God, right, truth, and the Constitution are everywhere. And,
yes, they are. Now, let me tie this together for people. So this started out, ladies and gentlemen, with Ken Cromar working on the most local of levels.
Yes.
It's kind of fascinating how this unfolded, because Ken and I would talk often. And I would say, Ken, you know what? I appreciate the local issues, but come on, there's not too much corruption there. I mean, they're for the most part good people. There might be some stupid people, but they're not really evil. Come on. And Ken would say, I know, Sam, but I got to just work on this. And I'm like, why don't you come work on the national scale with me? You're a filmmaker. We got films to make. We got things to do. And Ken would say, you know what? I believe I'm working where I'm supposed to be. And I said, you know what? I understand that. I feel the same. We might have just different missions. God calls us to do different things. So we kept working. Then Ken kind of got me involved in a couple of these things. And I started talking to the people about records. And I started filing a couple of grandma, or it's the same thing as a FOIA request, basically. Hey, you know what? You use a document to say we have a right to these records. The government then is, by law, supposed to turn those records over per your request, kind of a thing. So I started filing my request. Then they started to attack me. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm just asking for record. Yeah, Sam, you're asking for the wrong things, buddy. Anyway, long story short, we get to the record ombudsman for the state of Utah. We literally go in. You know what? It's Sam Bushman kind of in a showdown with their attorneys, kind of a thing. And they literally then tried to take me down and attack my radio show and attack me. And I'm, you know what? I don't tolerate that very well. So I literally start virtually in front of this ombudsman. I start kind of deposing this attorney. I'm starting to ask him hard questions. And he then admits, well, listen, Sam, we print out these records and it changes the nature of the record and we don't have to turn them over to you anymore. And the ombudsman went berserk and went, are you kidding me right now? And then I quoted the law and said, that's not the way it works, my friend. And that's where this all started. Next thing you know, just like the FBI saying the local school mom is a terrorist, they unleashed beyond national powers on Ken. Why? I believe it's absolute clear political payback. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Our guest, Ken Cromar. Ladies and gentlemen, please support Ken and Barb. They are versing Goliath IRS. If it could happen to Barbie and Ken, it could happen to you. You want to learn more? MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. Judge put a gag order, doesn't want a trial by Facebook. But yet, for some reason, the government, somebody seems to be leaking information to the friendly media. So they get a report on it through anonymous sources. But Ken's gagged. On one of his cases, there's like 15 cases, so that's why he can still speak out a lot. Man, we say that now, they'll try to gag him on all of them, huh? He's been at this over 4.5 years, ladies and gentlemen, in a quest to find justice. Understand that it's taken 15 court cases to finally try to get a jury trial by a jury of peers. Now, that's a real interesting question that next hour we'll dig into about the jury of peers, okay? But you know what? He has a right to a trial. But I'm going to say he has a right to a speedy hearing and trial. This is one of the biggest problems with your case and why it's escalated and avalanched and broadened and they've changed the terms. And, you know, now the IRS is saying you're not guilty of anything. And, well, there was a notice of lien on your house, but not an actual lien. And now they're backing away from the IRS issue. So what they want to do is just move the target. They just want to move the matrix to where now, well, we're talking about other issues now, Ken, and you can't represent yourself because you don't know what you're doing and you're making a mockery of the courts, Ken. And now they're starting to change the game on so many fronts. It is shocking. But you have a right to, and I'm going to add this, to a hearing and a speedy trial, right?
Right, right. If they had nothing to hide, why all the hiding? If you had a case, Defending Utah said this in one of their little videos about us. They're a political group that tries to stand up for Utah's rights. And they analyzed the situation and said all they had to do was give Barbie and Ken a hearing and a trial in the original court case in U.S. District Court under Chief Judge Robert J. Shelby. And they didn't do it. And they just assumed that Barbie and Ken would buckle under the pressure and they'd lose their house and they'd go away. But we didn't go away. We are determined. I took an oath of office as a city councilman to protect and defend the Constitution. And even I even have to do that for myself. And there is no exit clause on those oaths, by the way. People never think about that. But once you've taken the oath, that oath is good for the rest of your life. There's no, now I'm not under the oath of office.
People may not understand it, but let's be clear. That's intentional, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So anyway, what's really interesting is that the Bundys got involved with us to try to help us out. So when our house was being auctioned off on the courthouse steps on September 10th of 2020, or 2019, I believe it was, that Ammon, I'd never met him before. I'd, of course, heard about him, but he learned of our situation, got up at 3 in the morning in Idaho where he was at and drove to Salt Lake to stand with us. And all he did was shove his hands in his pocket during the auction and say, be sure to get a good deal on your neighbor's house. Be sure to get a good deal on your neighbor's house as the auction was going on. And all these officers surrounded him and were trying to intimidate him, but he don't intimidate. And he was there to witness this sham auction. I would say unlawful one for sure. Never had a due process to get to that point. And then Ryan Bundy and Shauna Cox came to our rescue when we walked back into our house months later when we realized, wait a second, that title's still in our name. They haven't given us due process. We filed a land patent. That's a whole other discussion that actually took or gave us the lawful right to retain our home because we accepted the original land patent, number 392, part and parcel thereof, our little part and parcel, our little corner of the yard of that original land patent that was signed by Grover Cleveland in 1887 on February 26th, wherein that property was granted to its heirs and assigns forever. Well, we fit within forever, and we accepted the land patent, and I think that's the other reason that they've come down really hard. They have to make an example of the Cromars, but the reality is the only way you can get around a land patent is if you have the U.S. attorney, or excuse me, the attorney general, or his designee fight it. It's never happened. 180 years of unanimous decisions for 180 years out of the Supreme Court saying that the land patents are untouchable. It's like having an embassy, if you will. It's on par with the Constitution, meaning it's a treaty. So a land patent's a treaty. And this has driven these guys crazy. We can't let the Cromars succeed in having their property protected by the Constitution and the Supreme Court. Well, they didn't bring that up. They said we burglarized our own home in a felony, felony burglary of a dwelling. And on that technicality, so they want to put us in prison for 15 years. 1 to 15 years is the charge. And it's like now we're finally getting to a trial by jury. Boy, we've got to get the jury right. But here's the strange thing is I don't know how this is going to play out, except that we do believe in miracles. Miracles in God we trust. We have a website called miraclesingodwetrust.com, and we've got a lot of information there that could be helpful. One little piece just comes to mind is that while sitting around the table at our house when we walked back into our own house in April of 2020, and we're there for a number of months before we got hit by the SWAT team. Ryan Bundy told us the story of him having been in prison for 2 years waiting for trial. Almost half of that was in solitary confinement. Can you imagine the distress that the Ammon and Ryan and Cliven and others went
through?
Well,
at the end of the day, they're guilty of nothing as well. So think about the fact that they served for 2 years, not only jettisoning all that we hold dear, innocent until proven guilty, due process of law, a jury by your peers, a speedy trial, all these different fundamentals that we have. They were denied all that, ladies and gentlemen. And then on the altar of it all, at the end of the day, they said the government was corrupt. We got to just dismiss this whole thing. The government's too corrupt.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, so while there's a gag order on social media for Ken, ladies and gentlemen, understand this has been over 4.5 years. And you got to ask yourself, what is the due process of law? Because that's what Ken Cromar really has been asking for this whole time. Let's go through due process. And so questions. Yes, sir.
Let me just ask you one thing, just real quick, not ask you, but just mention. I was leading to the fact that on that website, we sat around the table and recorded with his permission his story about his dreams and visions that helped sustain him through that ordeal. You just scroll way down. There's a picture of Daniel in the lion's den, and under that is an audio recording of Ryan telling his story. It is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, and it relates to everything we're talking about. Anyway, you want to go to due process.
Ladies and gentlemen, the due process of law is really important, though. It's the principle that an individual cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without appropriate legal procedures and safeguards. Now, those procedures, right, and safeguards, ladies and gentlemen, have to do with you have a right to face your accusers.
Uh-huh.
You have the right to transparency and accountability. Uh-huh. You have the right to have a jury of your peers. You have the right to bring forward your own witnesses. But what they're doing in this case, and you say you don't know how well it's going to go, and I sadly don't think it's going to go well. They've already been at this for 4.5 years, and they've already turned one simple case that was, in my opinion, political payback attack, use the IRS. Barack talked about doing that. He joked about it and laughed. I could maybe even find a soundbite for that. I know it exists.
Oh, please do.
Where he literally mocked and laughed and said, yeah, we might just have to sick the IRS on him. And he kind of went, ha, ha, ha. And then, but then we know that was really done to conservatives. Nobody connects these dots, but guys like me do, because that's what I do for a living, right? Anyway, yeah, I'm telling you, then now this happened to Canada's political payback, and now they've turned these cases into 15, 4.5 years later. Now, what they're doing, though, is they're changing the game. The original charges are kind of being overlooked in favor of new and different escalating, cascading charges. They're jettisoning due process of law, because remember, you have a right to a hearing and a speedy trial. He hasn't had any of that stuff. He's innocent until proven guilty, ladies and gentlemen. There's land patents that must be discussed. There's evidence, et cetera, that they're not even letting Ken bring to the table. They're saying, no, that doesn't count. No, Ken, you don't even know what you're talking about. Ken, you can't do this yourself. You're making a mockery of the court. The problem is they're ignoring everything that he submits to them. And so now you got a video where, hey, they got hit by the IRS, a 75-man SWAT team, removed from their home forcefully. And, ladies and gentlemen, here's my question. Was there a court order for that raid to be conducted?
There was, but there was no warrant.
Now here's the question. Yeah. Is that court order legal if we simply deep six due process, deep six a speedy trial, deep six a proper conviction, then is it a lawful and illegal court order? That's what you really got to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the point and the problem here. So they will claim, oh, yeah, there was a court order. We had every right to do it. No, no, no. You lie. Where's the warrant? Where's the due process? Where's the appropriate jury trial where the jury appears convicted? Okay. This is a showdown, ladies and gentlemen, over key political issues. Started at the most local of levels, brought to the IRS attack dog level. By whom?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's really the issue that you've got to ask yourself.
Yeah. So we have 15 court cases. Number 13 is the one that's coming after us. Number 14 and 15 is where we went on offense big time. We filed a lawsuit. Barbara, we were advised to do it separately, but we filed them at the same time. Barbara against the commissioner of the IRS. We want to know if you have any lawful claim against us from 1990 through 2020. And you better put up. And if you don't, then we win. We did win. Barbara won first, and then mine got, they just kept trying to meander through. It took a few more months, but we both got the exact same decision, which was, please, judge, dismiss this case because there's no jurisdiction here because we don't have any documentation that shows that that we had any claim over the Cromars from 1990 through 2020. And so please dismiss the case, which they did. Under those grounds, and it says so in the paperwork. But would you think that we'd be allowed to put that on the record of the court? No. We've been blocked for the last 13 months. Well, actually, probably about half of that blocked from filing, but they went backwards in time for 6 months and struck everything. So it's been 13 months worth of filings that have been blocked. Why? Because we kept telling the truth and getting it on the record of the court. They couldn't stand that, and they can't have our complete vindication, 100% vindication on the record of the court, and may not even let us use that in our trial. But we'll see. If they did, we win. If they don't, I worry for us.
We have a lot to discuss, ladies and gentlemen. We've done a thumbnail sketch of the cases, as much as Ken's allowed to talk about. All right, now, next hour, Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS. If it could happen to Barbie and Ken, it could happen to you. In miraclesandgodwetrust.com, interview continued. We're going to dig into what does it look like? What's next for Ken? What does the grand jury look like? How do we make sure he gets a fair shake in the courts? Is it even possible today? Those are just some of the hard-hitting questions we'll ask Ken Cromar in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, God save the Republic of the United States of America.